Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This podcast is brought to you by
no one.
Perfect, Wally. Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, great job.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
On the show today, Verstappen versus track limits part two. Hamilton says something stupid. The FIA accommodate a racist man's funeral. We look at the top five bizarre things that'll happen at Imola this weekend and break down everything ahead of the race this week. And plus, your stat of the week and more. But first, we need to hand the mic over to a man. That man is already knocking on Queen Liz's door, seeing if she needs a rebound romp. A man that could run the Autodromo Internazionale Enzo e Dino Ferrari circuit quicker than Haas could drive it. And that man is David Croft. Take it away, Crofty.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Ferme show. Here is your host, Colby.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen, it is your boy Colby back again with another banger, a banger so huge that Riley Reid tried to make love to it because it's finally upon us. Race number two on the calendar. It's like we're at the start of the season all over again. I'm so excited. My nipples are erect and very pronounced at the minute. But enough sweet talk. We have a huge show for you today. Sorry. Sorry about that, guys. Who the hell is calling me at this hour? Do they know that we have the hottest podcast out there recording right now? Yeah, what is it? What? My Ferme? You found it? Oh my goodness. Oh, thank God. Hey guys, my Ferme, she's been located, so park it up in there because it is the Park It In My Ferme show, the show that talks all things Formula One. All the news, opinions, discussion, results, love triangles, and more. And if you've missed any episodes in the past, well, head over to parkitinmyferme.com to catch up. They are all there, sitting, waiting, and ripe and ready to be plucked from the tree of fantastic F1 podcasts. But don't just stop there, boys and girls. Look at the podcast listening device, gently caress and stroke that subscribe and follow button so you can stay up to date on all the action. Be one of the first people in the world to hear my smooth, soothing, sexy, soulful voice twice a week because I'm that damn good. But what are we going to talk about today? Well, Maxi Boy is wanting to chat track limits. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, but Hamilton has one that is clearly wrong. And Imola changed their start time to accommodate Prince Philip's funeral. Well, we're going to break down session by session what will happen at Imola and look at the top five events that will occur this weekend, plus your stat of the week and more as we are on the road. That's right. Back your things. Let's crank that volume because we're on the road, baby. Go. On the
road to Imola.
Yeah. But enough of that nonsense. Get serious, because first, it's the news.
News. Cody, Formula One news. Pocket in my Fermi, Formula One news. It's the pimp news. Didn't steal this, it's definitely the pimp news coming through your ears right now. Pocket in my Fermi, Formula One news, pimp news, yeah.
Okay, Whistleman, do your thing. All right, we have a big news block for you today. We're talking so much news. We're going to start with Max Verstappen. Is he throwing a tantrum after not winning in Bahrain? I don't believe so, but he is just asking for some clarification over the messy track limit situation, and I cannot get behind this cause more, even more. Even if I tried my hardest, I am so behind it. All right, I'm making love to it from behind. That's how behind it I am. I'm right up on it. It's the simplest thing to enforce, yet the FIA have cocked it up. Not only in Bahrain, but at most purpose-built circuits. You build a track, if you go off that track intentionally, you aren't racing the track that was designed. It's as simple as that. In Bahrain, for those of you living under a rock, Max Verstappen went wide at turn four and overtook Lewis Hamilton for the lead in the race. He was immediately told by his team, and supposedly the FIA at the time, to give the position back to Lewis, and he did. He then had a few laps to try again and was unable. Lewis went on to win the first race of the season. The problem is Lewis Hamilton, and most other drivers, mind you, also went wide at turn four. In fact, Lewis did so 29 times during the race, getting an advantage and quicker lap times, therefore being able to close the gaps on the cars in front, and wasn't penalized at all. Let's hear what Maxi Boy had to say. He said, I can understand. Of course, with my overtake outside of the track limits was not allowed. So that's fine, but if you cannot gain an advantage by going wide overtaking, why are you allowed to do it on your own? That is what I think is not correct. So we'll talk about it with the other drivers and also with Michael about it, but we'll see what comes out of it. I think it was a little bit messy in that race. He continues. I think everything before that was very strict, and I think good how he handled everything. But definitely in the race, I think for 30 laps or something, it was 29, Lewis was going wide and to gain time there. I tried it for only a couple of laps and then was told not to, so it's a little bit odd. About my overtake and whatever, yeah, I think, yeah, that was fully understandable. Now this is where Verstappen won me over. In what was the simplest solution ever in F1. And the reason they don't want to do it, they will argue that it's safety, which is bullshit. They don't want to do it because it slows the cars down and FIA want the fastest cars out there. Verstappen stated, things can easily be resolved if you just put a wall there or some gravel. It will help a lot. In qualifying, we had to stay on the curb so that is also what is doing in the race to be clean. But then of course I heard that Lewis was going wide, so I just did it for two laps, but then I wasn't allowed to do it anymore. I don't think you should be able to change it through the race. Either you can go wide or not. Bravo, Max Verstappen. There is nothing more to add. Verstappen said he went wide. He was naughty, but everyone went wide. The guy who won the race did it 29 times. Fix the damn track limits, FIA. It is not that hard. Just be better. Moving on. Lewis Hamilton has come out and said that his rivalry with Sebastian Vettel has been his favorite over the years. I've never known a man to have a wrong opinion before, but not one as wrong as this. Yes, it's his favorite rivalry. Okay, you can have your opinion on that, but that's because the rivalry became easy for you. It doesn't mean it was a good rivalry. We all know the correct answer is 2016 Nico Rosberg. Lewis likes to be comfortable. That's why he scoots around in the paddock and doesn't walk. That's why he has his little blonde personal trainer woman follow him around everywhere. He likes comfort. We all do. I love comfort. I ain't denying it. But Rosberg pushed him. He got the best out of you. And some of the most exciting we have had for some time. Lewis said, I've got a really bad memory, but I'm going to say mine and Seb's battles are my favorite so far. Knowing that I was racing against an incredible driver, and not only that, but a great man in Seb, and we were racing against another team. He was in a Ferrari, who were very strong at the time. Oh yeah, and that's it. Sorry, that's another thing he said. He's talking about Seb in a Ferrari, not Seb at Red Bull. Yeah, so not four-time world champ Seb in a four-time world champ car. He went on to say this, it took a lot out of both of us in that period of time to remain focused, to deliver week in and weekend out. Whilst it was a difficult period for us, I think it probably brought us closer as well because of the respect we have between us is huge. Wrong. Rosberg was your greatest rival. You don't like it because he beat you. Get over it, princess. And finally, in the news, it's been a long one. But Saturday's free practice three and qualifying start times will be changed out of respect for Prince Philip's funeral. A minute of silence will be held at Imola's qualifying session for a man who said publicly quite a few racist things. I've got a couple of examples for you. In 1986, he told British exchange students in Xi'an, if they live here any longer, they're going to have slitty eyes. That same year, he came up with this gem. If it has four legs and is not a chair, two wings and is not an aeroplane, and can swim and is not a submarine, the Cantonese will eat it. Not ideal. Probably not wrong, especially in this day and age when someone in Wuhan ate a bat and here we are. But it's not ideal. Let's have a minute of silence for DMX instead. Knock, knock. Open up the door, it's real, with the non-stop pop-pop of stainless steel. So poetical, simply wonderful. And that is it for the news. Well, we are on the road. Ooh. You can taste it, it's so close, you can taste it. Ah, smell, you can smell it. Oh, everybody's singing along with me. Go.
Imola.
Yeah. Oh yeah, baby. We are so close. Free practice one is literally a few moments away. So with the season launch 2.0 upon us, let's break down everything that is going to unfold over the weekend. And I'm never, ever wrong either. So you can take my predictions, run to your bookie and set yourself up nicely for retirement. Imola is one of those circuits everybody loves. It has a long-running history with Formula One, a very tragic history as well on the track that has claimed many lives, but it's also one of those circuits that grabs you with its nostalgia, still gets the blood pumping and gets you all excited. Monaco is a bit of the same, and the reason I bring that up is because despite us loving Monaco, there is no overtaking. If you qualify on pole, you win the race most of the time. Imola is a little bit the same, unfortunately, because of the narrow streets. It's very hard to overtake. It's a difficult track to drive. It's very quick and very unforgiving. The roads are deceptively narrow, and overtaking is very, very difficult indeed. But alas, I'm still very, very excited for some racing this weekend. You know why? Do you know why?
It's raining men.
Oh, oh yes.
It's raining men. Amen.
Because there is a little birdie called Google.com. You type in Imola weather, and it looks like it's raining men, baby. It's going to be piss pouring down. I am excited. Not piss pouring, but it's going to be cold. There is very much a chance of showers on Sunday, indeed. Whew, that is going to mix it up. It's really going to throw a spanner in the works. So without further ado, let's start breaking it down. Free practices. Here we go. Going to be a bit of the same. Alpine will be a little bit disappointing, but they will go out early as they always do, get that free TV coverage, keep the sponsors happy, and set some mediocre lap times. But Pierre Gasly and Tsunoda will be shocking the world again in free practice, giving everyone hope that AlphaTauri are going to rule Italy once more. Get some blistering times in. A couple of the sessions and get everyone excited. Red Bull are going to set out the fastest lap time in Free Practice 3, and Max is going to have his Max face on. You know what I'm talking? That face that he pulls when he thinks the race is going to be an easy race win. It's in the bag, and there's no chance he'll lose. You know, that Max face. I imagine it's the same face he makes when he climaxes as well. Mazepin will spin out on two of the three sessions. No damage to his car, not enough to prevent him from starting any sessions, but he'll, still being a real dick and inconveniencing everyone else. That's free practices. We got that all done. But now let's talk about qualifying. Ooh, getting to that meat and potatoes for the weekend. The good stuff. The hearty stuff. The plums of the weekend. I love qualifying. It's like having another race each weekend. I reckon we'll get our usually shtick. In Q1, George Russell will look like Latifi will out-qualify him. That's what he does. George Russell goes out horribly. Latifi looks all right. But then, on a shorter circuit, he'll be putting in blistering lap time. And as time expires, George Russell's gonna go out there. He's gonna get himself into Q2. Bottas will go quickest in Q1, and my exits for Q1? Well, it's gonna be the two Haases, Mick Schumacher and Nikita Mazepin, Nicholas Latifi, and I reckon the two Alfa Romeos in Giovinazzi and Kimi Raikkonen, the Iceman. They're all going to be out in Q1. The rest will advance. Perez will be caught in traffic and very close to elimination, but manages to scrape through on his final flying lap. Q2 kicks off. The AlphaTauris, Red Bulls and Mercedes go out on the mediums. McLaren and Ferraris don't. Now, they're all set their times, and as the session draws to a close, they're all in a mad scramble to head back out there again to try and set some lap times in the soft to make sure that they get through. There is unbelievable traffic and some big names. And a big name will not get out of Q2. They drive off the track, causing yellow flags, and lap times get tossed. The five that are eliminated. Get ready for this. George Russell, Esteban Ocon, Seb Vettel, Carlos Sainz, and I'm telling you right now, Valtteri Bottas. Yep, I know, huge shock. He's out, Q2. I'm telling you what's happening. Don't shoot the messenger. But then it's time for Q3. The big mama. The main show. After the shock exit of Bottas, teams get nervous and guard early. Mercedes don't knock around and they go out instead of blistering lap time with Lewis Hamilton. Alonso scrapes through to Q3 but doesn't even bother setting a lap time, similar to Bahrain. And the final card across the line after time expires is Max Verstappen, three purple sectors if you don't mind. P1 by 0.4 of a second. What an amazing lap by Verstappen. They end up like this. I will run through the entire grid. Take this to the bank. 20th, Latifi. Then Schumacher, Mazepin, Giovinazzi, Raikkonen. 15th, Ocon. 14th, Russell. 13th, Sebastian Vettel. Lance Stroll. Valtteri Bottas. 11th. Okay, now we're in the top 10. Alonso. Then 9th, Gasly. 8th, Tsunoda. Yep, the rookie sensation. 7th is Norris. 6th, Carlos Sainz. 5th, Charles Leclerc. 4th is Danny Ric, 3rd is Sergio Perez, 2nd is Lewis Hamilton, and on pole position, Max Verstappen. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You don't shoot the messenger. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super pumped for the race after that qualifying session, so let's discuss what's going to happen in the race. All right, it's race day. Every fan is at home and is smiling, grinning from ear to ear like the Grinch, and Christmas has just been ruined. You know why? You know why everyone's smiling?
It's raining men!
Oh, yeah!
Hallelujah, it's raining
men! Oh, Imola!
Amen!
Oh, the gods are pissing down. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's going to be fucking freezing. And it's raining men. Ooh, it's going to be good. It is going to be so, so good indeed. Formation lap time. Mazepin slides off the track, ruining his car. They need to do another 4 formation laps while they clean up the mess that he left. Lights out and away we go. First corner, Bottas flies by 4 other drivers and gets himself into 7th. Russell seamlessly goes backwards and ends up in 18th ahead of Latifi. Schumacher has Schumacher passed Russell and is in a 17th. Out in front, Verstappen is cruising along and then it happens. 15 laps in, mechanical issues, Verstappen needs to retire. A fan in the stand throws away a coffee cup and it gets lodged in Alonso's front wing. He too needs to retire. And we are left with another Lewis Hamilton victory. Not before we have five. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 safety cars. The race results: Hamilton ahead of Perez, ahead of Bottas. Great drive by Bottas. Ricciardo's in fourth. Danny Ric sets the fastest lap time as well. And we end up with 6 retirements from the race. George Russell manages to get to 11th. Still no points for him in the Williams. Well, that's it. What do you think? What do you think? It's finally here. It's finally here. Oh my God, I'm so happy. We can one stop playing the stupid soundbite because we are on the road. Everybody's singing with me.
On the road to Imola.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. We are on the road to Imola indeed. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, free practice will be underway. We are nearing the end of that road. Head over to the socials at Parker in My Firma on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook. Let me know how spot on I was. No, you don't need to do that. You don't even need to head over there. I know I was 100% accurate with my predictions. No need to tune in this weekend now. I'll be back on Tuesday to break down everything that happens and compare what happens. Compare the pair. What happens with my predictions. I'm basically going to repeat myself because my predictions were spot on. Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
I'm a stat man, Formula One stat man. Cody's a stat man. Yeah, stats. I'm a stat man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Stat time. Yeah. Oh, so much stats. So many stats. I don't know if this intro is even long enough. There's that many stats. Stats. Yeah. Ooh, so many stats. I'm a stat man.
That's right. Stat of the week time. And diamonds aren't forever. In one of the most unusual stat of the weeks, we talk about how an Ocean's 12 movie promotion went horribly wrong at the 2004 Monaco GP. The 2004 Monaco Grand Prix saw that the Jaguar Racing team partner with the film Ocean's 12 to promote the film at the race. The cars of Mark Webber and Christian Klein sported special liveries indeed, but they were not, that's not all they had. No. The nose of the cars were each fitted with 150,000-pound diamonds. They put 150,000-pound diamonds on the front of the cars. Are you fucking kidding me? Because of course they did. Who says there's no money left in F1? Yeah? Yes, this is a crazy idea, and it does sound as ridiculous as it does, and it did backfire big time, as you predict. On lap one of the race, Klein was crashed out of the... And yep, you guessed it. The diamond was never seen again. Clearly destroyed by the accident? No. Some rich prick in Monaco got himself another 150,000-pound diamond. Don't stick diamonds on your cars, lads. Man, that was a bit of a shit stat. I do apologise for that. Sorry, was a little focused on the race this weekend. We'll do better next time.
He's a stat man. Ooh, that was a good stat.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, such a good stat. Such a good stat. You know it was. He's a stat man. Hey, let's go on with the show. Cool, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
Cody's Top 5.
That's right, this week we are on the road. Because we're on the road, guys, we're going to be talking everything that's happening this weekend, so get excited. You know what we do. We need a singer. Let's go. On the
road to... Imola.
That's it. That's where we're heading, boys and girls. Now, we need to look at the top 5 things that will happen this weekend. Now, these are the bizarre events. Now, some are pretty easy to predict. But we're going to start off. Number 5 on Cody's Top 5 Things That Will Happen This Weekend. Number 5, Imola sets a record for the season on Sunday for most safety cars. Now, I'm not talking about so far because, of course, it will be so far. But I think Imola will see 5 safety cars. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in particular, with the wet conditions on a difficult track, which is narrow, We'll see a lot of cars go off as they try and overtake. They will end their Sunday. Number four, Alonso makes Esteban Ocon look like a bit of a silly goose. Alonso, barely any time in the car, Ocon a whole year driving that Renault, or now Alpine. All right. I know Alonso is a two-time world champ, but still, you'd think he'd be a little rusty. He's just making you look like a goose. He just came out there. Danny Rick last year just absolutely destroyed you. Wiped the floor with you every single week, Ocon. And now you've got Alonso coming out here. Hasn't raced for 500 years. Put him in the cockpit. What's he do? Get to Q3. What do? You're out like a goose. Turn it round, mate. Be better. Number three, Verstappen crashes. Hamilton wins now. I did predict this. This will happen. I love Max Verstappen. I want Verstappen to win. I want it to come down to that Abu Dhabi race just so I can be interested in that boring, boring circuit. And the only way that's going to happen is if we have some positions and a world championship crown on the line. But I don't think this is going to happen for some time. Verstappen's going to crash. He's going to push his car too hard. Red Bull going to be out. Hamilton will win. Number two in Cordy's top five things that'll happen this weekend. Mazepin will not finish a lap. There are three certainties in life. Death, taxes, and Mazepin going off on the opening lap. I don't even think he'll get through the formation lap. I'll be perfectly honest with you. And finally, number one, Danny Rick will set the fastest lap. That you can take to the bank. What's going to happen? Danny Rick, he's going to be very, very far off that third position. Only a few laps to go. He's not going to go for it. Look after the car. You'll be happy with fourth. But then the Ferraris are going to be a fair way behind him. McLaren are going to get excited, lick their lips. Come on, Danny, bring it in. You know, the conditions are dry now. It was pouring down. We're good now. Intermediates. Let's get some fresh tyres on. Go out there, set the fastest lap. Purple sector. So many purple sectors. It's like Barney the dinosaur out there. Get himself a fastest lap. Easiest predictions you will ever see. That was
Cody's top five.
Top five things that'll happen this weekend. Head over to the socials at Park It In My Firmo, Facebook, Twitter, Insta. Slide into the DMs like your Mazepin sliding off the track and come chat up your main squeeze. I welcome all the intruders. Now, that was it for the show. Because we are finally there. No, we're finally there. No, we're not on the road anymore. We are not on the road. How? What? Okay. I know you're a fan. Let's play it. 3, 2, 1, go. On the
road. Imola.
Yeah, that is right, guys. We are finally here. That's the end of another show. I've predicted everything. You know what's going to happen. Put your house on it. It's a done deal. You can all retire early because your boy, the Cordopotamus, has nailed everything. They call me a carpenter because I nail it. Anyway, that's it for the show. Enjoy the weekend's racing. I'll be back on Tuesday. Ready to talk some more Formula One, break down every single thing that happened in every single session. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you don't miss anything. Head over to parkitinmyfirmo.com if you have missed any episodes. And as always, my dumplings, my lovelies, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.